let's see if I have the chronology right. About 100 years ago, five brothers formed a vaudeville act. Their names were Leonard, Adolph, Julius, Herbert, and Milton. Their stage names were Chico, Harpo, Groucho, Zeppo, and Gummo. The family name was Marx. Their vaudeville shtick was onstage outrageous behavior, offhand wisecracks, and occasional music interludes. With their popularity growing, the Marx Brothers made it to Broadway. Their final Broadway appearance as a team, four of the five, was in 1928, in a musical play entitled Animal Crackers. That led to a popular Hollywood film released in 1930. The musical was revived at the Arena Theater in Washington in the early 1980s. From there, Animal Crackers went on to be performed at regional theaters throughout the country, and it has now found its way to the Williamstown Theater Festival. The original creators of the book and music were among the most respected of their day. Playwrights George S. Kaufman and Maury Riskind, music and lyrics by Bert Kalmer and Harry Ruby. Unfamiliar names? Oh, you'll surely recognize popular plays such as The Man Who Came to Dinner and such songs as Who's Sorry Now? In an interview with the director of this Williamstown show, Henry Wishcamper, he stated that this production was a new interpretation of the Broadway musical. Quote, rather than make it behave like a traditional book musical, I wanted to free the show of that restraint and let it be a review, a show as a buffet with separate dishes that you enjoy one at a time, end of quote. And so it is. Songs and dances interspersed with a nonsensical story about a stolen painting. None of the music of the show became popular, with the possible exception of a snappy song and dance number, Three Little Words. Hence, Animal Crackers basically serves as a vehicle for three actors to cavort as Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, or rather, as the Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, as some of us remember from seeing the movies produced in the 1930s and early 40s, and later at festivals, and of course, now available on Netflix. That gap in generational familiarity is a marketing problem for a theater production company. At Williamstown, they have taken a creative approach, appeal to all ages, and offer free admission to kids when occupied by adults. And indeed, there is much in this production for all ages to enjoy. Three talented actors, aided by wigs and physical shenanigans, can be identified as the Marx Brothers. They are supported by talented, spirited singers and dancers, backed by an onstage orchestra. The antics are overplayed, the puns obvious, and there is nothing like a real plot. Nonetheless, this frothy, fun review can be enjoyed for what you see and hear, and you can safely bring the kids, for free yet. Animal Crackers plays now through July 13th at Williamstown Theater Festival. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.